Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
All right, so you guys wanted to dive into the Menendez brothers, huh?
Yeah.
Specifically, that letter Lyle wrote when they were in jail.
Yeah, it's really something.
Talk about family secrets, right? Like, this is a whole other level.
And a crime that just completely gripped the nation. I mean, everyone was talking about it.
It's August 1989. We're in Beverly Hills.
Mansions, sunshine.
The whole nine yards. Jose Menendez, he's a big-time Hollywood executive. And his wife, Kitty, they're found murdered.
Shot to death in their own home. Absolutely brutal.
And it took a while for investigators to even consider Lyle and Eric Wright.
Months. Months went by, and the press, well, they had a field day.
Can you imagine being the lead detective on that case? The pressure must have been unreal.
Just awash in theories a bit.
So, cut to May 1990. The brothers are in jail, and Lyle writes this letter to Eric.
17 pages, handwritten.
17 pages.
17.
That's not just a, hey, how you holding up note.
No, no, not at all. And Eric actually called it precious in this new documentary, The Menendez Brothers.
Yeah.
Said he kept it all these years.
Even though Lyle told him to destroy it.
Especially because Lyle told him to destroy it, I think.
Which is wild, considering what's in the letter, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the real kicker, isn't it? This isn't just some brotherly heart-to-heart. Lyle confesses to the murders.
He admits to everything.
Lays it all out. The how, the why, the whole thing. But here's the thing. They didn't get caught because of some brilliant detective work. It wasn't a planned confession, either.
Wait, so how did the letter come to light?
Jail officials. They found it during a search. They thought the brothers were plotting an escape, actually. Can you believe that?
Talk about a stroke of luck, or bad luck, depending on how you look at it.
Exactly. Because up until that point, Lyle had gone to great lengths to keep their secret.
He even told Eric to get rid of the letter.
Right. So why write it in the first place?
Yeah.
That's what gets me. He even said being forced to talk about it publicly, revealing everything, it was like killing his parents all over again.
He said that in the documentary.
Yeah, and you can just hear the emotion in his voice.
So was it cathartic, do you think, writing the letter? Like a way to share the burden, even just with Eric?
Maybe. Or maybe, and this is just a thought, maybe a part of him knew it was only a matter of time before the truth came out. Like he had to let it out somehow.
But then why confess at all? If it was eating him up that badly, I mean. Why not just deny, deny, deny?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
It's complicated. Confession. It's a powerful thing, even when you know it might be the worst possible move, strategically speaking. There's that urge, I think, to come clean.
To try to find some kind of peace.
Exactly. Even if it means facing the music.
And in this case, facing the music meant potentially spending the rest of your life behind bars.
Their trial, the letter, it blew the whole case wide open. Because now the prosecution, they didn't just have a hunch. They had Lyle's words, his confession, in black and white.
So they've got this letter, the prosecution, what they do, try to say it wasn't really Lyle's words or something?
You'd think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty crazy curveball. But no, they confessed.
No way, after all that.
Yep, confess not long after that letter turned up.
So I'm guessing that kind of like blew up their whole defense strategy then.
Totally. I mean, before it was all no hard evidence, you know, focusing on the timeline maybe. All that goes out the window when you've got a confession.
And that's where they start talking about the abuse, right?
Exactly. It wasn't just we snapped. It was we had to because of what they were allegedly going through at home.
Yeah, the abuse. We're not getting into all that right now. But just to be clear, that became central to the whole thing.
Oh, totally. It's like that letter. It didn't just force a confession. It forced them to reveal everything. Whether it was true or not, that's a whole other can of worms. But it became this huge media circus.
Bet it did. Murder, money, California. It's got it all.
And the trials. The first one, 93, completely falls apart. Hung jury.
Even with the letter.
Even with it. Which is why I think this whole thing is so interesting, you know.
Yeah.
It proves a confession isn't always a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Sure. They got to be sure. So what were they hung up on, you think?
Well, we can't know for sure. But without that letter, maybe the defense could have really hammered on the heat of the moment angle, right? if the abuse was really that bad.
Snapped. Couldn't control themselves.
Right. And without the confession to muddy the waters, who knows what the jury might have decided.
Sometimes it feels like trying to hide something just makes it worse when it all comes out.
And in this case, that letter, it was meant to be private, just between brothers. Instead, it probably sealed their fate.
It's wild, isn't it? Like, this letter, it was never meant for us, you know? It was just for Eric, but it ends up changing how this whole case goes down.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you think about the things we say, the things we write down, even when we think nobody's listening, right?
Totally. It's like, what if Lyle hadn't written that letter? What if he had just kept it all bottled up inside?
It makes you wonder, would things have been different? I mean, we can't know for sure.
Right. But it's easy to see how that letter, just the fact that it existed, it added this whole other layer of complexity to the case.
And it really puts the spotlight on confession, doesn't it? Like, when is it the right thing to do? When does it help? And when does it hurt?
Yeah, it's easy to say, oh, just tell the truth, always. But in a situation like this, it's not always that simple.
Not at all. It gets messy. There's guilt, there's fear, there's loyalty. All these different emotions pulling you in different directions.
And when the stakes are that high, I mean, we're talking about murder, it's got to weigh on you even more.
Absolutely. So do you confess to maybe find some peace, some relief from the guilt? Or do you keep quiet, protect yourself, even if it means living with that secret forever?
It's a question that I don't think there's an easy answer to.
Definitely not. And in the Menendez case, it's impossible to say what would have happened if Lyle had stayed silent. Would they have gotten away with it? Would the jury have believed a different story? We'll never know.
But what we do know is that this case, it's about so much more than just what happened on that night in Devil Hills. It's about family secrets, it's about the justice system, and it's about the weight of our own words. And sometimes those words, they can have consequences we never could have imagined.
Absolutely. And I think that's something we can all take away from this case, even all these years later.
For sure. All right, well, that's another deep dive in the books. We'll be back next week with another look at a case that's sure to keep you on the edge of your seat. Until then, stay curious.
And be careful what you confess.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.